The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Do you ever decide what you want at a restaurant by peeking at the dishes on the next table and eavesdropping on what those diners say about their choices? If you answered yes, you have something in common with bats. Humans are far from alone in learning from one another, and new research has found that a species known as the fringe-lipped bat learns about new kinds of food by watching and listening to tutor bats. These bats usually locate prey by the calls made by male frogs. Researchers found that once they taught one bat to associate the sound of a frog with food, other bats got the idea within half a dozen tries. But bats left on their own took nearly 100 trials to find the food. To do the experiment, researchers didn't use real frogs. They played frog sounds on a notebook computer using speakers concealed by leaves. When a bat landed on a speaker making the frog sounds, it was rewarded with a bait fish. When the researchers introduced a second bat to the same area, they found that the new bat quickly learned to seek out the frog sounds, presumably by connecting the dots between the computerized frog sounds and the subsequent chewing sounds of the tutor bat. Once the lesson had been learned, the new bat could serve as a tutor.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.